So thanks for joining me on my latest episode of The Blues Adventure with Java on the voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM. I believe that the most interesting adventures start off with a destination, but have the freedom to wander around discovering unexpected treasures. And so it's been with my personal blues adventure. No real organized plan, just letting one musician or song lead to another, and sometimes heading completely off the path, but usually eventually returning it. So for today's adventure, I'll start off with B.B. King and Etta James. And following that will be Curtis Salgado and Alan Hager, Howlin' Wolf, Bo Carter, Studebaker John and the Hawks, Portland-based Paul DeLay Band, and an album that was lost for many years, Anna Popovic, a woman from Bulgaria who's one of my favorites right now, Big Jack Johnson and the Oilers, Big Mama Thornton, and finishing up the show will be Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. So then, start off the show, here are B.B. King and Etta James singing There's Something on Your Mind.
There is something on your mind. By the way you look at me, there is something on your mind, baby. By the way you look at me, and what you're thinking brings happiness.
When you're in love with someone and you know that someone don't love you, it carries a heavy burden on your heart to know that the someone that you're in love with is in love with your best friend. And I'll tell you, when someone else is rocking your cradle, you know better than you can rock your cradle yourself, then it's only one thing for you to do. You just pack your clothes, turn around, walk out of the door. Look over your left shoulder as you go out. Then you hang your head and you say, oh, please don't try to tell me. I think I understand. No, 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 no. Please. I understand. Oh, you want me to try to forget you, baby. And I'll tell you, I'll do the best I can. You know, after you have done all you could do, and you can't take no more, then you go downtown, you get your big baseball bat, and you come back on the scene where the both are still together. And then you just go and kick down the door. And as you kick down the door, you just start beating the hell out of everybody that you can see. Everybody that comes through the door, and just as you make up your mind that you're gonna try to forgive her, then out comes another one of your friends. And that really blows your mind, so you go and think about it. You say to yourself, babe, I realize I've done wrong, but please forgive me. And with a smirky smile on her face, then she look about you and she say,
if you ever think about me,
oh,
Starting off the show today were two greats, B.B. King and Etta James, singing There's Something on Your Mind, which is off of King's Blues Summit album, which he released in 1993. The song itself was first recorded in 1957 by Big J. McNeely and his band in a Seattle studio. Although McNeely is credited as the writer of the song, he has freely admitted that he bought the song for the vocalist for the doo-wop group, the Rivingtons, who had lifted much of it from a gospel song, Something on My Mind, by another group, the Highway QCs, a gospel group formed in 1945 and still active. Another trip on the Blues Adventure. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection, and thanks for making us part of your day. So the next duo is a perfect example of how listening to one musician has led me to another. A few years ago, blues harpist Mark Hummel brought his harmonica blowout to Jazz Alley. One of my favorite blues musicians, John Mayall, was going to perform, so I went because of John. Among the six harmonica players performing that night, besides John Mayall, Mark Hummel, Rich Estrin, was an unknown-to-me bluesman, Curtis Salgado. I have since seen Curtis several times, a great modern-day bluesman who is lately giving his longtime guitarist, Alan Hagar, equal billing on their latest album. So the next song is from that album and called Rough Cut, and I'll play I Will Not Surrender.
It's like a dream. All the sides are dark. Not a single sound can be heard. Just the beating of my heart. No one comes to say hello. One more piece of me, you know. I will not surrender. I will not surrender. I want to hear a song. By a soul that sings in key. From a place so deep within. That the pain just covered me. Thank you. am a whisper of the Reverend's prayer. It's time to find the strength to kiss the face that lying there. Keep this hurt with me each day. I'll just remember her more that way. I will not surrender. I will not surrender.
I Will Not Surrender by Curtis Salgado and Alan Hagar, which is off of their 2018 release, Rough Cut. Curtis was born in Everett, Washington, and now lives in Portland or Eugene, I'm not sure which. He has been in a number of bands during his career, but perhaps most notably with Robert Cray for 6 years. Next up is an early blues tune attributed to Howlin' Wolf, and the song is Smokestack Lightning. Like many early blues songs, musicians of the time would take a song and modify it, modify the modification, often so many times that tracing a song to its very roots is a challenge. This song is said to have been performed by Wolf in one form or another since the early 1930s, although he didn't record it until 1956. Wolf is reported to have said, "We used to sit out in the country and see the trains go by, watch the sparks come out of the smokestack, and that was smokestack lightning." A whole plethora of musicians have put their stamp on the song since then, but this is the original Howlin' Wolf and Smokestack Lightning.
Oh,
That was Smokestack Lightning by Howlin' Wolf. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show and your host, Java, on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection at 101.9 FM. Thank you for making us and my show a part of your day. Bo Carter, born in 1893, was a prolific blues musician, recording over 110 songs between 1928 and 1940. One of his earliest songs coming up next is I'm an All-Around Man, which he put out in 1931.
Now I ain't no butcher, no butcher's son. I knew you couldn't tell the butcher man come, 'cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean I'm all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Now I ain't no plumber, no plumber's son. I can do your screwing till the plumber man come, 'cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean I'm an all-round man. I can do most anything that come to hand. Now I ain't no miller, no miller's son. I can do your grinding till the miller man come, 'cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Oh, baby, you know I'm all-around man. Now I ain't no milkman, no milkman's son. I can pull your titties till the milkman come, 'cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Now I ain't no spring man, no spring man's son. I can bounce your springs till the spring man come, 'cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand. Now I ain't no organ, no organ man's son. I can blow your hole till the organ man come, 'cause I'm an all-round man. Oh, I'm an all-round man. I mean I'm an all-round man. I do most anything that come to hand.
That was Bo Carter and I'm an All-Around Man. Next, Studebaker John is a blues man born, raised, and lived all of his life in Chicago, where most of his live performances still occur. He's just a hometown guy who just keeps on making music, releasing his 18th album in 2017 and his first in 1979. The next song is with his band The Hawks and is called You Done Me Wrong, which is off of his 1995 album, Outside Looking In.
You done me wrong. Yeah, 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 you done me wrong. You done me wrong. Yeah, 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 you done me wrong. You done me wrong. And now I'm gone. So many nights down this nowhere road, I trusted you.
it's coming back to you one day.
That was Studebaker John and the Hawks performing You Done Me Wrong. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java Show on KVSH 101.9 FM. And if it isn't obvious, I am Java, your host. Next up is a story that I just love sharing. In the early 1980s, Portland resident Paul DeLay was a regular performer at clubs in Seattle's Pioneer Square, where I heard him a number of times. In 1997, he and his band performed in Norway at the, I don't know if I got this right, Notodden Blues Festival. A year later, the festival released a 10th anniversary compilation CD, which included a song by Paul and the band, which was a surprise as they didn't know that they had been recorded. So fast forward to 2007, when Paul died at the age of 55, rather suddenly of leukemia, which hadn't been diagnosed until it had reached the end stages. Fast forward again, 2016, when a couple of band members got to thinking about that concert and wondered if more of their performance had been recorded than just the one song. So they contacted the current general manager of the festival, who had been a performer back in 1997. I hope you're following all this. They learned that their whole set had been recorded. The tapes were found, they were remixed, and released by the Little Village Foundation in 2017. To close the loop on this little blues adventure, the Little Village Foundation is a project of longtime keyboardist Jim Pugh, who has his own star-studded blues career and is how I learned of the recent release of Paul DeLay. So next up, if you're still with me, is Wealthy Man off of this Live at Notodden 97 release with Paul DeLay in the band. Thank you.
or if I even had to, I wouldn't think twice about it. I'd hand it right over to you. But I'm not what you call a wealthy man. I got nothing in my pocket but my hand. But I got your love, baby. I guess I'm doing about the best I can. I know I never turn your head with what I own, but nobody lives by bread and bread alone. No, I'm not what you call a wealthy man. I got nothing in my pocket but my hand. But I got your love, baby. Well, well, I guess I'm doing about the best I can.
Was the Paul DeLay Band and Wealthy Man off of Live at Notodden 97, which was released 20 years after it was performed. Thank you for listening to the Blues Adventure with Java show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. We appreciate you making us part of your day. Well, at the top of the show, I gave a preview and said I was going to play something from a singer from Bulgaria. Well, that wasn't exactly accurate. The city of Belgrade in Serbia probably isn't what you think of as a beginning location for a blues guitarist. However, Ana Popovic was born there in 1976, introduced to the blues by her father, and started playing guitar at 15. She formed her first band at age 19 and then started moving west, first through Europe, the Netherlands, Memphis, and finally Los Angeles, where she currently lives. Along the way, she has been awarded numerous blues and jazz awards and released 12 albums. I've been fortunate to hear her live a couple of times, and most recently in the summer of 2018, and she is one of my top blues musicians of all time. Up next is Anna's Can't You See What You Are Doing to Me, which is off of her 2013 release, Can You Stand the Heat?
Can you see what you're doing to me?
Anna Popovic and Can't You See What You're Doing to Me. Next up, Big Jack Johnson and the Oilers playing Hummingbird off of his 2000 release Root Stew. Big Jack Johnson was born in 1940, got a start in music playing with his father, playing fiddle and mandolin in country and blues. He would later start playing an electric guitar, emulating the sound of B.B. King. He wrote a number of songs and played in several bands during his life. Hummingbird, Jack Johnson.
Well, Hummingbird, I'm in around your door. Well, I'm a hummingbird. Thank you.
Big Jack Johnson off of his 2000 release, Root Stew, playing Hummingbird. Big Mama Thornton was another early blues performing, starting to perform in the early 1950s in Houston. In the early 60s, she recorded a song she wrote, Ball and Chain, but the label never released the song, but did hang on to the copyright, which prevented Big Mama from reaping any of the royalties from the song when Janis Joplin made it big. During an interview in 1971, she expressed gratitude to Janis for including her on some of Janis's tours as a way to get Big Mama back for use of her song. Next up is Ball and Chain off of Big Mama Thornton's 1975 release, Jail.
Right now, I would like to do a number for the late and great Janis Joplin, a number I had the pleasure of writing. I wrote this number called Ball and Chain. I hope you like it. Do these old mean things to me.
Big Mama Thornton performing her song Ball and Chain live. The album was recorded live at Monroe State Prison, Monroe, Washington, and at the Oregon State Reformatory, Eugene, Oregon. And this is the Blues Adventure with Java show on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, and your host, Java. We're your island connection. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Earlier in the show, I talked about going to a blues harmonica blowout with Mark Hummel at Jazz Alley. One of the other guys that I saw there that night that I wasn't familiar with was Rick Estrin, who's another guy that's been playing and singing the blues for over 30 years. So to close out today's show is Rick and the Nightcats performing Callin' All Fools, which came out on the One Wrong Turn album, which released in 2012. Thank you very much for listening to the Blues Adventure with Java show on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9 FM, your island connection. Thank you for making us, and most of all, thank you for making my show a part of your day.
Did love hit but down the club. I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. Yes, if you ever been a sucker, you got company. Said just ain't fair. Who cares? I'll quit your crying. Come on, get in line. I'm calling all fools, calling all fools like me. If you ever been a sucker, got company. Just the kind of chump we're looking for. Call it all fools, call it all fools like me. Yeah, I'm calling all fools, call it all fools like me. Yes, if you ever been a sucker, you got company. 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 You got company.